Good morning. So yesterday we began our discussion of Onas Devarim, in which a person adds to the destruction of another's sense of self as a result of Lashon Hara, which compounds the potential prohibitions that come along with the story of Lashon Hara. Well, the Chafetz Chaim goes a little bit further with his understanding of Onas Devarim, or verbal abuse. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Im ginu kokach b'dvar mekayotze b'hem b'fanav v'nei acherim ad sh'nishtana panav al yideizef." The person already watched the blood drain from his face, so then you certainly have violated the law of losisa alav chet. I'm not bearing a sin against a person, which is the sin against embarrassing a person. If you go ahead and you embarrass a person publicly, you have to deal with kolam evaza eschavero. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, "Ein lo chelik liolam haba." And a person has to be careful about that. Now you have to understand, says the Chafetz Chaim, he says among the Jewish community there is an oisfrin, there is a style. He says you have to understand. Reuven speaks to Shimon and he says, you know, Levi told you this and this, told me this and this about you, right? So right away Reuven has violated lo selech rachel ba'amecha. But not only that, it adds to all sorts of situation. And now Shimon is going to come along, he's going to violate lo sisa shema shav. Now he's going to meet Levi and he's going to be upset at Levi and he's going to start embarrassing Levi. Levi has no idea what happened because he sees that all this incredible situation has grown up. And Levi says, it never happened. I never said anything about you. Now the cycle is turned backwards, whereby Shimon is now angry at Reuven. And they turn around and whatever is happening, this never-ending cycle continues a sense with a sense of Avera. And how is that? Because everybody's checking out on everybody else. Nobody is trusting anybody else. And as a result, we are just piling up Isurim in the process. The Chafetz Chaim says, how could the story have ended differently? He said, okay, if we look at our own lives, we could have stopped each one of these people, could have stopped it by taking personal responsibility instead of letting things grow to a point of getting out of control. If we look in our own lives, we can see that the same scenario plays in one form or another. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us we can just turn around and recognize that we often misunderstand people. And if we were to be able to rise up to the occasion and adopt the position of how we may misunderstand, we might grow. In addition, says the Chafetz Chaim, if the person we're speaking about is a yasom or an almana, we are told, kol almana v'yasom lo sa'anun. So we have to be careful not to cause any pain. And the Torah tells us, v'achara api v'harakti eschem, v'achara api, I'll get angry and I will kill you. So even there, we have a special responsibility to make sure that we don't keep adding sin upon sin in order to get ourselves into difficulty. Instead, we can rise. Instead, we can watch. And just by being aware each and every day, we will make ourselves closer to the great day where the improvements in our speech will actually bring us to great things. Have a wonderful, terrific day.